In January of each year, the Pocahontas County Commission establishes the formulas by which hotel occupancy tax will be distributed. This year, it occurred at the January 16th Commission meeting. The first distribution was simple. West Virginia statutes require that the county commissioners distribute 50% of the hotel occupancy tax collected to the county convention and visitors bureaus. So this was done. The commission has also established fixed amount distributions totaling $225,000 and voted to distribute that money as follows. $75,000 to the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital Board, $75,000 to the County Emergency Medical Services, $50,000 to the County Fire Board, and $25,000 to the Pocahontas County Bricks and Mortars Fund, that is for county building repairs. The remaining hotel occupancy tax revenues after the above distributions are made are distributed by percentage of the remaining amount. The commissioners voted to keep the same recipients and the same percentages for each recipient as last year. Those distributions are as follows. 3% to Preserving Pocahontas, 3% to the Pocahontas County Arts Co-op, 4% to the Pocahontas County Arts Council, 5% to the County Historic Landmarks Commission, 20% to the Pocahontas County Dramas, Fairs, and Festivals, 33% to the County Parks and Recreation Board, 32% to the Libraries, whose official name is now the Pocahontas County Libraries and Visitor Information Centers. Several of these organizations made presentations to the commissioners prior to the determination of these distributions. Jason Bosserman of the Historic Landmarks Commission talked about several activities and properties that they are involved with, including owning the Opera House and the McLaughlin Cabin in Marlinton. They provided financial assistance to interpretive signage in Durbin and to the restoration of the Workman Cabin in Watoga State Park. They helped conduct a cleanup of the Slavin Cemetery. Bosserman also pointed out an interesting historical item. A man who ran for President of the United States 3 times in the early 1800s once had a hunting cabin in Durbin. He was Henry Clay. Bob Sheets also talked about new discoveries at Revolutionary War Fort Warwick in Greenbank. He said they have now determined that the fort's dimensions were 100 feet by 140 feet and it sheltered up to 125 members of Pocahontas County families. He also mentioned that they have located the site of the oldest historic landmark in Pocahontas County, Native American Roundhouse. Lauren Bennett talked about the work of the Parks and Recreation. She also asked the commissioners to stagger the distribution of those fixed distributions so that organizations receiving percentages could be ensured of receiving some of the money each month. However, the commissioners decided not to change that distribution because it could cause confusion if not enough money was received during a given year. Cree Lottie, director of the Pocahontas County Libraries and Visitor Information Centers, presented to the commissioners that they are well into the transition process of becoming visitors' information centers, in addition to libraries. She said that they are now open on Saturdays. The staff has received training, and the libraries are being provided with visitor brochures, etc. Shenda Smith, coordinator of the County Water Task Force, updated the commissioners on the water baseline quality testing being done prior to pipeline construction. Additionally, the commissioners agreed to accept a $5,000 donation from Emma Eisenberg. Bren Kusick, operations manager of the Opera House, was present and asked the commissioners to consider donating that money to help them establish a children's theater and workshop and camp at the Opera House. The commissioners voted to do that. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.